You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, YNR fans. Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I've got your weekly Young and the Restless prediction edition. I have got five sizzling hot predictions, all based on recent episode activity and official CBS Soap spoilers. I've got predictions for Claire and the Newmans, for Phyllis and Danny, for Amanda and Heather, for Nikki and Victor, and also for Connor. I'm so excited to tell you guys about these, and I can't wait to hear what you think. But if you haven't, please click that subscribe button. Now let's just jump right in. Our first prediction, I think the Newmans are going to be heavily divided on the accusations against Claire Grace Howard that crop up on Monday. On the Friday episode, you saw the party was in high gear and Claire was there looking very nice. Kyle was being very friendly to her. Harrison, his son, was being extremely friendly to her, and it really ticked off Summer. She does not trust her, doesn't want her anywhere around her son, understandably. And unfortunately, on Monday, things go really off the rails. Claire shows up at the house to drop off the little lucky bunny that Harrison lost at the party, and Harrison wants her to read him a story. And so Kyle says, okay, you can go upstairs. This all happens on Monday, April 15th. And as she is looking through a book, Harrison has gone off to tinkle in his little ensuite, and Jordan comes out of nowhere and she chloroforms Claire and she takes both of the young people with her. And Kyle is very certain that Claire did this because he left Harrison alone with Claire and then she has run off and his kid is gone. Tuesday, April 16th, Victoria wonders if Claire could have done this with or for Jordan. That's an official spoiler. And it looks like the two young people remain missing throughout next week. So in this prediction, I'm just wondering which of the Newmans will give Claire the benefit of the doubt and which won't. I mean, Adam has been nicer lately, but he's been on the fence about her. I think, you know, you never know, because that's, you know, Nick's grandkid. So I think he might come down against Claire, or at least not give her the benefit of the doubt. Victoria and Nikki, I tend to think, will give Claire the benefit of the doubt. Victor, I don't know, he's kind of a wild card and he may remain on the fence and just reserving judgment. And Summer Newman, of course, will be sure she's guilty. And heck, nobody's going to ask Abby what she thinks, right? All right, our second prediction. I think Phyllis may stalk Danny on his tour. So I don't know if you remember back when there was that confrontation with the Bug and Red at the GCAC, and Phyllis told her that since Danny was leaving to get away from both of them, she had decided to follow him on tour and said, Christine, you can just keep an eye on us on social media. And that's when Christine says, oh, Danny asked me to go and I'm going with him. But spoilers for Monday the 15th say Christine tells Danny that she can't go on tour with him. Well, she could, but she's choosing not to go on tour with him because of this case that she's going to help a other lawyer friend of hers with that's high profile. This is the same day on Monday that Phyllis talks to Nick and Daniel separately about how, oh, first she tries, I'm over Danny and I decided we're not going to be together. And then, you know, they kind of outed her for, okay, yeah, you got dumped. Well, not even dumped, because they weren't together. And she finally admits that he chose the Bug over her and said it was a bad choice. So I can totally see Phyllis packing a bag once she knows Christine is out of the way. And what scares me is what Phyllis could do. You know, she has drugged and raped the man before. So, and I think that was when he was on tour. I think he should be very, very careful and watch his drinks and watch his food, because there's no telling what Phyllis might do. Our third prediction, I think we're about to get an Amanda Sinclair versus Heather Stevens showdown in court with a wrongful termination lawsuit. So there are no official spoilers for whether Amanda and Heather will face off in court. However, on recent episodes, you know, Daniel went to see Lily because he wanted Princess Luisa back, and she's like, it's my video game, you can't have it, bugger off, basically. And he basically responded back with, I'm gonna do what I have to do. And she's like, bring it. And it was an unpleasant vibe. And I think he's going to go back to Heather, who already was poised and ready to file a lawsuit, less for her, but more for him to get back his game that he came up with the idea, but he couldn't pay. It would be nothing right now. That idea would be nothing if not for Lily. And he just wants everything. He wants Heather and he wants to be able to cheat and he wants to walk away with value. valuable intellectual property. He hasn't even offered to like buy it back. He just wants it given to him. And I think he's been given enough already. And I do suspect if Heather files a lawsuit, that Amanda Sinclair will come back to town and will face her. And I do believe that Michelle Morgan had said that she would be back for more than one arc. And we just saw a short one. And I think there's another one coming. So I feel like it's for this wrongful termination thing. We'll see. My fourth prediction, Nikki Newman is going to risk her life and Victor's going to freak out. So of course, on Monday, Jordan kidnaps Claire and Harrison. And on Tuesday, the 16th, Jack and Victor work together trying to, you know, deal with this. Wednesday, the 17th, Nikki admits something to Lauren, maybe that she's drinking. And on Friday, the 19th, Nikki goes off on her own. She goes rogue. I feel like she is ready to sacrifice herself to lure Jordan out and end this once and for all, save Claire, save Harrison, hopefully without, you know, being damaged herself. But the bottom line is Nikki would be risking her life to do that. And Victor's going to hate that. He's going to freak out. They just celebrated 40 years of off and on again love, but enduring love nonetheless. And he is not going to want his baby, as he calls her, putting herself at risk this way, but she is definitely going to do it. My fifth and final prediction is about Connor Newman. Troubled poor Connor Newman. Monday the 15th, we have more of Adam's angst over Connor. And then on Thursday the 18th, spoilers say Chelsea and Adam disagree about the kid and what's going on with him and their approach to take. And on Friday, April 19th, Adam goes to get some advice from Sharon Newman, aka coffee shop therapist. And his son isn't happy. And the therapists are saying that both Chelsea and Adam are triggers for his OCD, which is very hard for them to hear. And he's basically being kept away from them because they say they're triggers. Neither of them like it. Adam didn't even want the kid to go there. He wanted to take care of it, bring him home, do it locally with therapy. But this immersive therapy was what the shrink recommended. And I think that's what Chelsea's sticking with. But Adam is just not having it. He's so stressed out. So I feel like Connor already feels guilty about all this. Like he's got guilt coming from his parents and towards his parents, and he's really struggling. I just don't think he's going to stay at that institution. He didn't want to go there to start with. He wanted to stick to his regular school. So I feel like this is all going to come to a head, and Adam and Chelsea might hear that Connor has run away. And I wonder if eventually he's going to be back in Genoa City doing the local therapy and everything. We'll find out. Hey, drop your comments on these predictions. Let me know if you agree, disagree, have a different idea. Please subscribe if you haven't already, and definitely come back soon because we are here talking YNR 7 days a week on your number one soap opera channel. And this, as always, is Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.